and they lived happily ever after. We've all heard countless fairy tales and stories with this same very ending. The prince and the princess, or the enchanted lovers, overcoming all obstacles to be joined together in marriage, and then they lived happily ever after, all seemingly smooth sailing for the rest of their lives. In our reading from Genesis, the man Adam exclaims when the woman Eve is brought to him, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." God brought all the animals to him, and none had proven to be a suitable partner. But the woman, taken and fashioned from his rib, brought him great delight and happiness. And the two became one flesh. What an amazing and beautiful gift of God. But of course, as we know, Adam and Eve didn't exactly live happily ever after. A bite out of forbidden fruit, a playing of the blame game with the serpent and with one another, all rooted in a lack of God and God's trust of trust in God's command and plan, and their relationship became very difficult because of their sin. And of course, we see difficulties all around us, many living not so happily ever after. Broken marriages, too many leading to divorce. Many people waiting longer to marry are even afraid to marry because of failures that they've seen. And many will say that lifelong marriage is too difficult and too unrealistic. But Jesus' answer to the Pharisees, to their question about divorce, challenged them then and challenges so many of us today. They are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. Still, though, I've seen the beauty of many couples preparing for marriage with great hope and confidence in a lifelong commitment and love. And then the story of Bill and Agnes, married for many years, and then Agnes was struck with Alzheimer's. And she no longer even recognized Bill, no longer knew who he was. Still, each day he remained so devoted to her, tenderly caring for her, grateful for each day despite her suffering and the suffering that he experienced from not being recognized. Yes, each of us knows in the depths of our hearts that we deserve a love like this that is unconditional, a love freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully given to us, a love with no strings attached. This is a love that the Father has for each and every one of us. This is the love that Jesus has for us in becoming one of us and being made perfect through suffering, as a letter to the Hebrews tells us, giving his life so that we might live. And marriage is meant to be an image of the Father's love for his faithful people, faithful love for his people, an image of Christ, the bridegroom's faithful love for his bride, the church, a love that gives all, a love that sacrifices, a love that suffers for the beloved. And this is where real happiness comes from, knowing that we are loved beyond our imagining, loved unconditionally, loved eternally. And through the gift and sacrament of marriage, husband and wife share in this happiness, in a love and in a commitment and covenant that God's grace makes possible. A love that gives, sacrifices, and suffers for the other. For any of us to truly love, we must heed Jesus' words, "Love one another as I have loved you." Saint Mother Teresa put this very, very well. She said, "It hurt Jesus to love us. And so it is important to realize that love, to be true, has to hurt. I must be willing to give whatever it takes not to harm other people, and in fact, to do good to them. This requires that I must be willing to give until it hurts. Otherwise, there is no true love in me." Yes, as she says, we must give until it hurts. To love means to give ourselves as Jesus did to others in our marriages, our families, our friendships, to those most in need, those most vulnerable, those who are suffering and hurting, to give to them until it hurts, to give without counting the cost, or keeping score. Because it's in giving ourselves that we find true joy and we overcome the obstacles of sin and selfishness. And here at this altar, Jesus gives us himself so that we might love as he does and might live in joy with him forever.